You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Who's bending down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows it's the 95 BFM Small Top 10. Take it away, Amelia.
Do you think many people who listen to this show know what the lyrics to the instrumental tune in the background playing are?
I do.
I don't.
Okay.
It's like a little bit like that.
Those aren't lyrics?
They are to me.
There wasn't even a la da da. Like, how are you? Can you give me the lyric sheet for that? Yeah, it's... Anyway, the sound of Windy, everyone knows it's Windy, there in the background. This is baffling to everyone apart from even me, actually. It's time for the Small Top 10, and we are joined this evening by Sam.
Hello, hello.
How's it going, Sam?
It's going pretty good today.
What brings you into the 95 BFM studio?
Well, you, and also... Yeah. A nice time, a nice visit, and Girls Rock Camp.
Oh, awesome.
Tamaki Makaurau.
Sick.
It is sick, and it's a really nice time.
All right. So at this point, you can either give the people some more background on yourself, or you can introduce your list. I don't really mind.
I'm from Pornicky.
Sick.
And that's about most of the background I'd like to give. I am in a band. The band is called Baby Bell.
Ooh.
And I like to do a little bit of sound engineering here and there.
Oh, yeah.
My small top 10 list is about snacks or foods that don't exist anymore.
Ooh, RIP snacks and foods.
RIP snacks and foods.
That's very exciting. I mean, what made you... I heard that you were tossing around some ideas about maybe everyday home architecture.
Everyday home architecture, I feel like, I have a lot of opinions about, but I also feel like other people... You know, maybe don't feel one way or another about sort of awnings and sort of like bay windows as much as I do.
I mean, yeah, you don't often see people walking around being like, oh, that's a shit vestibule.
Well, I mean, if you hung out with me more than you would, but...
I mean, I should do.
So what we're doing here today is I have in my head, in my memories, a lot of memories of some real good snacks that just aren't around anymore for one reason or another. And I'm a little bit disappointed, but at least they still sort of exist in our collective, you know, consciousness.
I mean, it's kind of a tragedy, huh? Imagine if, you know, Proust had not been able to have his special biscuits that made him remember that long, long story.
Exactly. And, you know, every time I eat the special biscuits, I'm just like...
You're like, oh, memory world has awoken within me.
Yeah.
Remember the church? Here's three pages of description.
Exactly. Like, that's just what biscuits do for people. And I think snacks are just... really important.
Sick.
Yeah.
A therapist once made fun of me for reading Proust, and they were right.
10.
Number 10!
Number 10.
Sorry,
is,
the list is about you now.
Yeah, to start off the list, we're going with Snifters. Does anyone remember Snifters?
I mean, I think we all remember Snifters. It's mint and chocolate, right?
Well, I really... Everything about them kind of looked like it was supposed to be toothpaste. But it wasn't. Even the box. Even the little mints.
The name always sounded sketchy to me. Like, it sounds like something you might like maybe a slang name for maybe some illicit substance.
I don't know. It sounded to me like a C.S. Lewis. Beware the growling snifter that wrongles in the tubby once.
Hey, we've all got it on the wrong side of the growling snifter, right?
Yeah, one time or another.
Yeah.
I mean, but I think...
Good candy, though.
They were good candy, and, I mean, you can't go wrong with a little red box, you know, that's what I say.
Did you see someone was selling like the final box of Snifters?
The final
on Trade
box,
Me for like thousands of
the last
of dollars.
Ever box of Snifters.
That's extortion.
It is a bit extortionate.
Give the people what they want.
Can you make a Snifter at home?
I mean, if you dedicated yourself and your time to it.
Could you eat an M&M and a chocolate button at the same time? And if, like, and an Oddfellow at the same time.
I'm sure many people
have. An after dinner mint.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is a bootleg Snifter a snufter?
A snufter.
A snifted.
Sniffles. Okay. Kenny is coming and just shaking his head. Okay. I think that's the sign from our producer that it's time to move on from Snifters.
9.
Number 9 is Fruity Tropical Snow. And no,
so, I... Wait, sorry. Do they not make those anymore?
No, they don't.
As if when?
Yeah, since a while back, apparently.
Yeah, gone.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, you kind of want... And the title implies something really, like a really good juxtaposition of flavors, you know, a contrast that you wouldn't usually get.
I'm genuinely really upset right now.
Yeah, I mean, some people, I didn't realize some of these had gone out of
because
you know,
it's got
style.
It's got a yogurty vibe that I appreciate.
There's a brief, like a campaign to get them back, and then Tip Top sort of did like a, which one do you really want? You know, and then sort of like a battle
you,
of
you
that.
Have to make a choice.
Yeah, do you want the Barabbas or do you want the tropical
and
snow? I need to stop reading the Bible.
It really was. It was kind of like a really intense social media
campaign.
You can have the mint. The mint, I don't even know what it was. Cornetto? Oh. Or like you can have.
No one wants the mint!
So tropical snow is long gone.
I mean, if I had to make the choice, it would be the tropical snow, hence the listing, the ranking.
They had such a funky early 2000s shape.
Exactly.
Yeah, very much so.
You know, you can't go wrong with ice blocks that have multiple flavors in it.
Yeah, it looked like an S Club 7 keychain or something.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, I can't talk about this anymore.
Let's move on.
Eight.
Number eight is tangy fruit, which came in a little pottle. And I do remember they sort of had little sort of dots around the side.
Yeah.
And my most vivid memory is it actually of the snack themselves. It's of my neighbors who brought over a pottle of tangy fruit filled with tadpoles just swimming around in it.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it's
a nice surprise,
but it's definitely not a snack.
One thing I found weird about tangy fruits is that they were like, They were a movie snack. Like that is the narrative. That's like the meta for tangy fruits. It's like, oh, tangy fruits. You know,
you know
a bit more. Movies. They're a movie snack.
Yeah.
But why is that a movie? It's not. It's so divorced from popcorn.
I think it's because they last a long time. Like Sam and I were discussing the list earlier, and I was saying like there's several on here that I would get specifically because they lasted a long time, so I could lord them over my brother when he'd finished his candy.
Yeah, sometimes
tangy fruits last forever.
I mean, they do hang around in your mouth.
Long lasting.
They should be called hangy.
Long lasting snacks are just a flex on your siblings.
Can we get a thing going where we're doing like what your makeshift version of this can be? Because we did it for snifters. I mean, I feel like tangy fruits. You could maybe have a fruit burst
with a wine gum
and a wine gum. Didn't they have like a crunchy bit?
They were kind of like a hard, like a gobstopper.
I mean, it was kind of a combination of tang and
put
fruit.
A fruit burst in the freezer.
Okay, all right, I'm happy with that.
I'm happy with that.
Text on 5395 if you have a better makeshift tangy fruit. What was the number nine again that we didn't do a makeshift one of that?
Well, Fruju Tropical Snow. I'm not sure really how you
could. Irreplaceable.
That's irreplaceable.
Seven.
Number seven is, well, it's kind of vague because it could encompass a lot of things, but shaped nuggets. So we're talking about happy face potato snacks.
Yep.
Or sort of dinosaur like chicken bites.
Okay. You know,
they don't make
Does
either
anyone
of those.
Remember the dinosaur chicken nuggets?
I vividly do.
I don't really know what you're talking about right now, but I will trust you that this is not made up.
It's a brontosaurus shaped
chicken
like vibe.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the happy faces were like, correct me if I'm wrong, saying they were like potato gems, but they were shaped like smiley
like
faces.
Little faces.
It was like the things that the Teletubbies ate, but they were potatoes. Yeah.
Is the world too sad now for a happy face potato snack?
I mean, maybe, but like also I think the world sort of moved on from snacks that are only different because they're shaped
true,
but
like
in a fun
way. The rest of the
way.
World still has those happy face potatoes.
Really?
I looked it up. New Zealand just doesn't have them anymore.
I feel like
New
if
Zealand
you made them again, they'd be like shrug emoji.
Yeah.
Or they'd be like rude, like they'd be shaped like an eggplant.
I think marketers think that will go off.
I reckon whoever is listening to this, put your money into emoji potato snacks.
I honestly think that would
sell. If you're that kind of person,
like
then you can go for it.
Or, you know, potatoes.
All right. Number six.
Number six is scoff tripods.
Oh, I miss those.
I have no idea what that is.
You don't, you know, they're sort of like, it was sort of like a mesh cage of chip. Sort of like if you imagine a kind of three-dimensional pyramid.
Where do you purchase
like
this? Is
like
it ready to eat or do you have to cook it?
No. It's like sort of like a crisp.
Really hard to visualize this cage
you get in
of
a
potato.
Bag. It's like sort of like munchies adjacent. You
munchos.
Know? Munchos. That's what they were called. Yeah. You know? Or I don't remember.
And you miss that more than the universally beloved snifters.
I mean, frankly, yes. Because you just didn't, you don't get the same flavors.
You're
you know?
You're a savory snack girl though as well, a bit, aren't you?
Slightly. I mean, you know, these days I'm less savory.
In your old age.
Yeah, but back in the day,
increasingly unsavory.
Exactly, increasingly unsavory. But the Scoff tripods were amazing, and I do have memories of being driven back from school eating them.
I mean, I miss them just for the name alone. Oh, we've got a text in saying tangy fruit were good to throw at people in the theatre.
I can't imagine.
They're a hard little bastard.
And on that note, let's play some music.
Number five.
Your number five this evening is Guardian Singles with Can't Stop Moving.
Feeling up.
Well, well, well. It's the 95 BFM Top 10, and the music faded out just as I faded it up. But if you can hear Wendy... Yeah,
I know I can.
You know that it's the small top 10, and we're halfway through Sam's top 10 discontinued snacks. Now, we got some calls and some texts. We got a text, I remember when potato chips were made out of potato rather than potato pulp. Now, I don't, but I'm very intrigued.
I am intrigued.
I didn't realize there was a time that, like, a bag of potato chips was, just, like, legit.
Just like a sliced bit of potato.
Yeah.
You only got five. You only got five chips.
You just got it's just a bag with a potato in it and a knife.
Do it yourself.
And what did the call say? I did not answer the call. Mo?
It was a bit about
acid drops and Empire Confectionery,
which are sort of like some hard sweets, some hard candies.
Yeah.
But we actually used our news nose and we did some hard hitting research and we found out you can buy acid drops in Auckland.
You can.
Granny Annie's.
Go to Granny Annie's, mate. Old mate who called in. Go to Granny Annie's. Get yourself some acid drops.
They still have them.
GrannyAnnies.com, wasn't it?
Dot co.
Live in the past. Live in the future.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah, let's do number five.
Number five is, it's something that technically still exists, but not in the way that I would like it to, personally. Mm-hmm. And it's the original recipe of Rainbow Paddle Pops. Because personally believe they used to be a lot different.
Yeah, they're caramel flavored now. Ooh, and they used to be rainbow flavored.
Exactly. They used to be sort of a combination of many flavors.
Who's bending down to give me a rainbow?
Exactly.
Factory.
They used to be like a little bit of a medley.
Yeah.
Sort of like a real good medley.
And we've already talked about how much we love multi-flavor ice cream.
Multi-flavored ice creams.
Now it's all the same.
If you get the good combo going, then you've got a winner.
Yeah,
you really do have a winner.
I just feel like these confectionery companies, they're trying to pull one over on us. They think we're not going to notice.
But we do.
But we do.
We do notice,
and we care. And we love
one day,
old rainbow.
I went to a rainbow paddle pop, and it just wasn't the same.
Yeah. Why would you want... Shouldn't caramel flavor be brown?
Don't mess with a good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't worry, I will still eat them, but, like, don't honestly.
Number four is something that I believe was discontinued recently, and I hope I'm thinking of the right thing. And
I haven't seen them for a long time.
Junglicious ice blocks.
Yeah, I haven't seen a Junglicious for a long time.
What is a Junglicious?
It has three different flavors in it. It's like blue, purple, and like lime green.
Yeah, and like in the middle, sort of, they had sort of like a soft, like a goo?
Creepy lime supply.
It was like a sour goo in the middle.
It was like lime goo.
It was very good, and it used to be my go-to.
Yeah.
I remember it being my freezer dairy go-to.
I think they made it for weird kids, and they were like...
Okay.
How would you...
I understand.
How would you ad-lib one of these? Like, maybe a zombie chew and a popsicle?
Oh, you would sort of have to sort of freeze a zombie chew sort of inside some Ribena or something.
I reckon
a stick in the middle.
MacGyver would be proud of that effort.
Yeah, I think he would. Is he alive still?
MacGyver? Yes. MacGyver never dies.
Like Mountain
Mullets
Dew.
Mullets are back too.
Mountain Dew frozen with like
ooze.
Grape soda.
Yeah, okay. No, actually.
Some
maybe.
Processed rainwater.
You've got some better sort of like conceptual ideas here
lead.
Than I am.
Some acid drops.
Acid drops. All right, let's move on.
Three
is where we really start getting into things close to my heart.
Okay.
And I know that we all love, from time to time, a Primo drink.
Mm. Yeah.
But I also know there used to be vanilla Primos. Mm. I very much do remember there being vanilla Primos.
Mm. Yeah.
Or, in a similar vein, wave drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which are the older milkshake type flavor drinks. There used to be vanilla flavors of those.
Is vanilla just not good enough for people
apparently,
anymore?
Apparently, vanilla sort of fell off the shelf at some point. People decided that vanilla just wasn't really good for the consumer.
It's really interesting.
Vanilla's, you're valid too.
Because when vanilla was everywhere, I was kind of a dick about it and I thought it was like a no flavor. Mm, but now I'm out there buying like expensive vanilla essence made of vanilla pods and I'm like, well,
you
can taste the seeds.
You can.
There was a Jaffa flavored Primo.
There was.
Just for Aucklanders.
It was orange and chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It was good.
Yeah. That sounds all right.
It's a different coin.
They definitely don't have that.
Not another side of the same coin.
I feel like this is maybe the easiest one to like MacGyver up.
Yeah.
Just put some vanilla essence in some milk.
Just get a milkshake.
Just buy a milkshake.
Oh, literally anywhere.
Oh, you can get acid drops at Palmer's Garden Center.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Why Palmer's?
I don't know, but that's great news.
Okay, well, now you know. Number two is, we're really starting to tug on the heartstrings
here. You're about to cry.
Blue Moon Mooseys. You probably can get them in Australia still.
So
but
a moosey is that thing, it's like an ice cream, but it's like in a bag, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like an ice cream in a bag, sort of, and like you cut open the bag.
Yeah. A sort of sacked
It's like a frozen
ice cream,
go-get.
Frozen. I mean, yeah, you could
you
freeze
sort of
a go-get.
So yeah. What was the blue flavor?
The blue, well, that's the mystery.
That's the
of
question!
It. That's the mystery
yeah.
of
oh,
it.
Oh, this one's impossible
and
to recreate!
Yeah, exactly,
but
because
you could always tell when someone had one at school lunch because their tongue
was
and
blue.
Would be blue.
And you just knew.
You could get them from
the touch. It was the only flavor that anyone really sort of
Do they make
went
moosies
for.
At all now?
I mean, they do, but they're kind of, I think they're sort of like something that you bulk buy for school.
No, they've changed the packaging. It
really?
Looks like it's sort of eco
oh,
now.
Eco Moosies.
Are we talking about Juicies here?
No, because Moosies have done the same thing. Okay. Same company, I think.
Part of me wants to say that their slogan was straight out of the cow, but I think that might be wrong.
I'm not sure that that's
straight
that's
out
where
of
they were going
Cowton.
With that.
Cowton.
No,
sorry.
Nothing.
All right, moving
okay.
on.
Before we get to number one, do you have anything you'd like to plug? Maybe some social media, maybe somewhere someone can like listen to you or purchase your music. Maybe
frankly,
a charity that you enjoy.
I'd like to plug having a nice time with your friends.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And just being respectful.
Aww.
That's all I've got.
Okay.
We love
that's
you,
beautiful.
Sam.
All right. We're ready for number one. And I'm also going to desperately try and find the song that we're meant to be playing. Yeah. Do you have? Oh no!
Satisfying
no! Stop!
Lose
no! Stop! Oh no! I pressed the thing. That's going to be a lot of work for me later. Actually, to be honest. Sorry. Here we go. Number one.
Number one is something that until today I wasn't sure I was even had existed, but apparently some people still remember,
okay.
And they are Yum Yum Bars. And I only have a very foggy memory of them from when I was very young.
Okay.
And they were sort of like a wrapped cake bar and sort of a wrapper. And I personally remember them being absolutely divine.
Well, yum yum, you would hope.
Yeah, you would hope. And
so wait, why did you think these didn't exist?
Well, because I remember looking them up multiple times
and
in my life and not finding anything.
Yeah.
But I did another look today, as you do, and
yeah.
apparently a couple of people around still do remember them.
Beautiful.
But I really wish they were sort of more widespread because I've never heard another person talk about them.
I've never heard of them in my life.
I just have a fondness, you know?
So what is it?
It's kind of just like,
it's like a small
rectangular cake that imagine a muffin if you sort of turned a muffin into a rectangle.
Is it like a choco pie?
Yes. I think there were some flavors that you could compare to a chocolate pie. and it was just something that I miss very much.
Yeah.
You know.
Bring
you know what?
Yum
I reckon
yum
we
best.
Can dig up a recipe for this.
I hope we can. I mean, it's sort of a cake adjacent. So
before we go to your song that you've chosen, we have a very long text. My mate said that vanilla came in two forms, single or double whipped or something. The take-home vanilla ice cream was the double, at the shop was the single.
Oh?
The single was nicer, as lighter and could taste the vanilla. The single came in large cardboard boxes.
I
love this, like,
this is,
there's like, let's pass. There's not just one
this
vanilla
is in
flavor.
Depth. This is in depth.
This
I
is
love
beautiful.
That it's not like, this is what I think it's like. My mate said
my
that
mate.
This is the case.
I like.
You know what? I believe you, mate.
To
I
double
there
whip
are
some
two
vanilla.
Kinds of vanilla.
There are multiple vanilla flavors, if you go in depth about it.
Yeah, I believe
but that's
it.
For another time.
All right, would you like to introduce your song?
What we're playing out with the shop assistants, because shop assistants are who have to deal with the requests
with
for
you
these.
You're going to be like, where's my yum yum?
Where I have my yum
and
yum
did
bars.
Did they ever exist?
Yeah, exactly. And the song is Train from Kansas City.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous.
A satisfying and justified ranking of that thing. I couldn't get the sting back, but there you go. The 95 BFM small top 10. Here's the ads. It's BFM.
Yay!
That was a 95 BFM podcast.